Welcome to this episode of the Fan Mad Podcast. I'm DJ Gove.
Chris Davis.
The only Sean podcast Hogarty. Where sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you're Sean.
No, I always feel like a nut. Sometimes I feel like a couple nuts.
That's always good. Multiple personality disorders is a grand thing.
Yes.
Okay, so this is doubling up this week. We knocked down some of our annual shebanger last week, but this week we're going to finish it off. I'd like to thank Chris for taking time out of his work travel schedule.
Coming to you from scenic Columbia, Maryland.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That sounds like a capital trip.
Something akin.
Yes.
There we go. Are the Celtics playing the Wizards?
No, I wish. Celtics are playing at home tomorrow night. I'll be on a plane.
Bummer, dude. Well, anyway, without further ado, because it's late, we all got stuff we got to do after this. Let's go ahead and finish up March Fatness.
March Fatness.
Okay. Whoa. You took away his reason for living.
I know.
Okay, so anyone who listened to the last episode, thank you. If you haven't, please go back and listen to 156. If you've already listened to 156, if you want to listen to it again, I went back and fixed the sound clips. I had a problem where after I inserted our theme song, I forgot to adjust the March Fatness and the Mount Fanmore sound breaks. And because they're on their own, the same channel as the theme song, it fucked everything all up. So that was, I shouldn't edit and try to work at the same time. It's just not, it's not ideal.
Sean was being so polite. I was leaving enough airtime there just in case he wanted to comment. I'm like, oh shit, he's not going to say anything. I'm going to have to jump in here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm texting. Of course, the minute we started, I
fucking middle schoolers, man.
But I'm okay. All yours, middle schoolers, exactly. So we finished the round. We got to the round.
Yes, we
16.
Yes, we have finished the Bunch of Crunch round, and now we're moving on to the thick candy shell. So we are going to power through this. Before we get into it, does anyone have any housekeeping?
Want me to fluff your pillow?
Hmm. I mean, it's only been a couple days.
Sean is nodding like a bobblehead right now.
Yeah.
Good lord. Nom, nom,
nom. No. I'm laughing. That's causing head movement.
One thing,
I'm not
nodding.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, since we haven't brought up the boss in quite a few episodes, today, the new Kevin Smith movie 43, got picked up for distribution.
Movie 43.
That's what I meant.
It's the 4:30 movie.
Everybody's
I'm tired,
so
man.
Sleepy.
So sleepy. But if you decide to go see the 4:30 movie when it comes to theaters, whenever it ends up coming, you'll be able to see two of the three fan men in that movie.
Rub it in.
Sean's got his penis?
No, I mean, you have that. Chris has an excellent shower scene, and I have my scene, so.
My co-stars are very gentle.
Very gentle.
I didn't get to be in this one.
You were there in spirit.
That's okay. I was there in spirit.
Okay. So, first up in the simply satisfying bracket for the round of 16.
We're going right in with a
right
bang.
The Hershey bar versus the Milky Way. The number one seed versus the number five seed.
So... This is where, we start to really cut off the low hanging losers. There's no way Hershey's beats a Milky Way at any point. Every aspect of the Milky Way crushes the Hershey's for me. So no
Excellent.
Competition.
We're gonna make DJ work right out of the gate here. This makes me very happy. I do love myself a good Milky Way, but a Hershey bar is a staple, and that's. Omnipresent. It's rare. It's not something I go into the store to buy, but they're always around the house. And I will go back to those for like a little sweet treat. There's never any left for s'mores because I generally kill off Heather's stash and just sneaking chocolate bars. So for me, it's a Hershey bar.
Yeah, I mean, the Milky Way has more going on for it, obviously. But yeah, it's not about, like, you know, if you pick up a six-pack of Hershey bars, I will have snack bars in the fridge.
There it is. They sit on the bottom shelf of the fridge, and then I proceed to crush them all, and we never have s'mores.
The Hershey bar moves on.
Boom.
What the hell?
Okay.
I'll take the loss. You son of a bitch.
Okay.
If Hershey's makes it very far into this, the Chipwich debacle is going to look
pushing
like
it. We don't talk about Chipwich anymore.
Yeah. However you want to cognitively reframe that, you fucked up, kid. And it's following you around like herpes. You can't get rid of that shit. You're carrying that like luggage at this point. People March come up to you on the street.
Brought to you by Valtrex. Okay.
Now you've gone too far to make Chipwich and herpes match up together. Screw you.
Like to sponsor next year's March Fatness. Oh, please contact us on Twitter at
FMF. No,
it won't take much.
Oh, that's that's
10 bucks in Sean's face and an ad.
That is certain
good.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly a hoodie.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Come on.
Wear that shit with pride.
What's next, DJ?
It's just a hoodie that says, if you steal my hoodie, you'll never get rid of it. Valtrex. Okay.
Bang. See?
Thank you. Thank you.
That's pretty solid.
Could be a market. Okay. Why are you doing
solid.
That?
Yeah.
I know. The number six seed, the Twix bar, versus the number seven seed, the Kit Kat.
You've already made me happy. We are 6 minutes this in, and you're reading off the seeding numbers again like they have any bearing. Makes me so, so happy.
Nobody. Yeah, All right. Twix versus Kit Kat. This is kind of tough because these are both like, you know, staples. But I lean slightly into the Twix just because of the caramel cookie contrast. But I'm happy with both. But I think I go Twix.
Yeah, this one's really a coin flip for me. These are ones I'll actually buy in a store. Mm. These are ones I actually hunt out in Harley's like Halloween bag, things like that. I don't think you can go wrong with either one. As DJ said in the last one, if we went peanut butter Twix, then, you know, things would have got grown up really quickly.
Then it's a different
But just to keep it interesting, and DJ is so engaged right now, I'm going to go with Kit Kat.
Okay. Wow.
All right. It's a toss up to DJ. DJ with a Kit Kat and a Twix sticking out of his face.
To figure out who wins this matchup, I really have to look very far back in the past, as far back as lunchtime today, when I ate 5 Kit Kat bars with my sandwich at lunch today. Kit Kat, moving on.
Love it.
All right, you've chipwitched this entire bracket for me at this point.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true.
Little aside, right. I didn't put it in the bracket because it's like a special edition thing, but a big cat is the goat. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty solid.
I'm a big fan of the world of giant candy bars like Reese's Big Cups and Big Cat Kit Kats.
That's a surprise, fat boy.
We saw your pictures like, you know, you got the ones, what was it, from the paper store or some shit like that when it was like $5 after
one. Oh, yeah. It is. Yes. I was very upset. I went to Target yesterday and no clearance Cadbury cream eggs.
Are you kidding me?
They were gone.
How about mini eggs? I need more mini eggs. I'm almost out.
No Cadbury eggs. No Cadbury products at all.
Son of a bitch.
You fucking Reese's eggs. You could literally flood the continent of Africa with all the Reese's eggs they had.
We always buy the extras. I just got rid of I found white chocolate Christmas trees. From last year at the bottom of the
pit. Chocolate ones.
The ones that we didn't eat. You know that mixed bag?
Yeah, I don't like those. $2. Oh, yeah. But no, I could not find any Cadbury mini eggs. It made me quite sad because I love them.
That's so sad.
Okay. Speaking of Cadbury from the fine folks in the United Kingdom, we're going to go to our international bracket.
Cultured as F.
Fuck round. So, what do they say in England? G'day? No, that's Australia.
Yeah, it's Australia.
Oi, that's something like that. Whatever.
I speak
many languages. Okay.
I drop C-bombs constantly, like in casual conversation.
Yeah.
You're supposed to fill in the blank here.
I already
DJ
said
offered
Cadbury
something.
One shot.
I did. Fine. Now Sean's supposed to fill in the blank.
Cadbury.
Okay.
I can't.
Christ on a cracker. okay. The number one seed in the cultured as fuck bracket, the Aereo Bar.
No. No.
Aereo.
Aero Bar.
It's Oreo. It's Aereo. It's the exact same thing.
No, no. No. The R in this one. No, but comes see, here's the thing. The
so
E.
It's kind of like potato, potato. Like you're pronouncing it the American way. I'm pronouncing it the British way because I am a cultured individual.
So if I Google how do you pronounce Aero Bar, it's going to tell me.
I have no idea. Aereo. Please don't do that. Okay, so the number one seed, the Aero Bar versus the number four seed, the Violet Crunch Bar from Australia.
No, I'm going to actually listen to this. Hold on, I'm listening to it. Nah, I can't figure it out. Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, so Aero versus Violet.
Yes, Violet
Crunch
is from Australia.
So
Aero's from United Kingdom.
Yeah, so I thought the Aero Bar was nice, but Violet Crunch for me was clearly just the standout of the pair. So I vote Violet Crunch.
Sorry, DJ, you don't get a vote on this one.
No, that's cool.
I'm in the same place. I like both of them.
Yeah.
But that Violet Crunch was surprisingly
sneaky.
Good.
Sneaky
it was.
Good.
It was sneaky.
It was just a...
It was the first time like somebody played with the pinky for Sean, you know, like that.
Yeah.
The little tickle and it's like, ooh.
Stop.
I don't think you said stop, son.
And if you're in the Northeast region and you're like, man, I want to try a Violet Crunch bar, they sell them at Wegmans. You can get them at Wegmans.
Wegmans has everything.
Oh, really?
I love Wegmans.
They do. They have like 95 different mustards. It's amazing.
I may need
they get you for it. You pay for it. That's for sure. So it's the Nordstrom's of grocery stores,
yeah,
but
that's what money's for. Yeah. Where's the rack? All right. What's next? Don't show me your rack, you bastard. Don't. Jesus Christ.
Just for you. Moving on.
Okay. Nice. Ooh, okay.
You know, this is being recorded.
Just audio. Oh, no, the video is. Oh,
like that hasn't been seen online before. You
no,
should.
I have the video.
Okay.
I'm taking bids.
Nobody
for that
wants
snapshot.
It would not be a Fan Men March fatness without a good old fashioned Sophie's Choice, right? The number three seed, the Coffee Griss, the National Candy Bar of Canada, versus the number two seed, the Lion Bar from Brussels and. Or Belgium and Australia?
I don't remember. Yep. For me, even though I don't specifically remember it, I think the Lion Bar takes it. Coffee Crisp, I love. But much of what I love about Coffee Crisp is actually the Stephen Griss connection. Like I get an unfair emotional bonus when I see that label and eat one. It's just like, buddy, you know, thanks. So I take Lion Bar at in terms of flavor.
I wonder why he swallowed half the candy bar, then pulled it out of his mouth, and did it again, then did it again.
That was the most adorable thing.
It was pretty good, DJ.
I ever heard.
I like it.
You are so sweet.
Hey, Sean, what's that candy bar taste like? A 30-year-old Canadian boy. Oh, okay.
Tastes like a pretty Canadian twink is what it tastes like.
If you can't... I'm sorry. No, if you can't unabashedly show your love and fandom for your friends, then
that's why I have Sean tattooed on my lower back.
I've seen the tramp stamp. It's not pretty. It's got your face right next to it too.
Mm-mm.
Disturbing as fuck. Anywho,
why are you looking at it?
Well, he had to show it off. He's very proud of his tattoos. See, this category right here brought two things that make me so happy. One, we get to talk about Griss. Mm-hmm. And two, it's the annual Sophie's Choice dropping by DJ, and I'm still not entirely sure that he understands what that means.
Not a clue.
Oh, he
not a clue.
When he said that, it just
has
a big smile.
Nicely.
Exactly. A big smile just came across my face. I'm like, there it is.
I am to please.
Again,
it's correct
this,
in his
I lecture. Love both of these. I really, really enjoyed the Lion Bar, but the Coffee Crisp has been such a staple. Of the especially since Griss graced us all with his presence in our lives here. He is Canadian Jesus. I actually got a little email offering to buy one of the domains today on my way down. Somebody offered me $930 for that Canadian Jesus. I said, no, that's my Canadian Jesus.
It's my Canadian
Anywho,
Jesus.
I don't know what they were going to use it for, but that's okay.
Awesome.
I am going to go with our friends to the north, and I'm going to pick the coffee crisp and put this firmly on DJ's shoulders. Sophie, you're up.
I got to...
I'll take Meryl Streep over this Sophie any day. I'm just saying.
I got to think about this. So
now I want to see. So I want to see a picture of
Why
Meryl
isn't
Streep
that the title
with,
card
with a bald cap? And
it'll
a
be next.
Meryl
next,
Streep
we'll do
two candy bars.
We'll do. Ooh, next week. I'll do that next week. Or I can redo this week's though, even though I was laughing my ass off making this week's. It's kind of like the highlight of the only thing like I enjoy in life is making the title cards with the episodes now. It's pretty sad. Okay. Man, I don't know what to do. So. I do have the coffee crisps. It's delicious. Again, we get the bulk of them from our buddy Gris, which is always nice. He introduced us to them. They make an amazing.
Once he fed them to me in the cleavage of
That's
a 25 year old.
Sentimental. It makes an excellent pint of gelato.
That's as true.
But I think as far
That's
as
true. You know, Chris, with the blurred background and the headphones in that hotel and the kind of way your head's bouncing around, you look like one of those cat videos. Where the cat's like head is bouncing.
So,
yeah, and TikTok.
So again, love coffee crisp, but
all right.
I think the Lion is an actual better candy bar. That thing was rocking, man. It was really good. I'm going with the Lion bar.
Yeah.
I take this as a personal referendum.
It's a little bit of an upset.
Love for Chris, Steven. This is why I adopted you, and these two fuckers are just kind of hanging out there. I get it.
I'd like to point out that we started this particular matchup with me unabashedly displaying enough love that you guys questioned my
sexuality. I question your sexuality on a daily basis.
So I'm not worried that
you didn't have to give any love for that.
Yeah.
I see how you look at me. Ass gets all hot when I walk by and shit.
I think I've proven over and over again that I'm not gay.
I don't
even know how much sex I don't get.
I'd like to keep options open. That's all.
Fuck you.
Not saying anything. Keeping my mouth shut.
Right, so.
La, 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 la.
Come on, okay. Sophie. What's the next matchup?
All right. So, halfway through.
Okay, so on the left-hand side of the world, what is remaining for the round of eight? It's going to be Hershey's versus Kit Kat. And Violet Crunch versus Lion Bar. Sorry, move on over. Okay, next up, the D's Nuts round. Which nuts? D's Nuts. Okay, the number one seed, the Snickers, versus the number five seed, the Reese's Nutrageous.
I mean, this is pretty, this is a pretty serious competition in that I've eaten a whole lot more Snickers than I have the Nutrageous, but that's partly because Snickers has been around for decades longer than Nutrageous, and it's just more easily available, But honestly, if I've got, if the two are on the table in front of me, I'm grabbing the Nutrageous first. Now, if I had to eat them a lot, I think maybe it's a little more even, but Nutrageous is the pick for me.
That's fair.
Chris?
These are two I kind of like equally, but I think you're right. This one I kind of lean more towards the Snickers, but it's probably because of availability. They're around more. This bite-sized Snickers, it's one of those go-tos.
Definitely the smaller form factor.
Yeah, that's
more so,
probably the whole reason you grew up with the Snickers. Nutrageous came into my life later.
Yeah.
Love it, but Snickers was one of the first loves. So I'm going Snickers.
There's
nothing really
DJ.
Wrong with either. I can't besmirch either, but...
All right, DJ, the nuts are in your mouth.
So hard It's like the exact opposite of most years where we just take it out of his hands. Love it.
This is literally a toss up for me. It's a coin flip.
You're just juggling the nuts. You can't really decide which ones. Yeah.
I'll go Snickers.
God damn it. All right. Snickers it is.
Okay, next up, the number 6 seed, the Chunky, versus the number 7 seed, the Baby Ruth.
This is a little bit tougher. These are, you know, I love a Chunky, but Chunky's kind of a pain to eat. Like, the eating, I do it. Do it happily, do it repeatedly.
You're going,
but more the way form it fits factor. In your mouth, it's a little more work. Yeah. Whereas, you know, the Baby Ruth, it floats in a pool. It's got yummy, it floats in a yummy pool. Caramel.
It does. Tastes good after being soaked in chlorine.
That just makes it cleaner. So I'm going Baby Ruth here, but it's a pretty close call.
You bring up a good point there, Sean. The form factor, when you guys were talking about like the king size candy bars, that's usually the one thing that throws me off. Now, I like one of the giant Kit Kats.
Right.
Like the King Kat, it's almost a little too big. Now give me the oversized Kit Kat. We're good.
Yeah.
That's probably what I have against Chunky. I don't dislike it. It's a good candy, but...
It's the form the form factor actually,
plays into it. God, don't record this, but I'm going to say you made an excellent point. I'm going to go with the Baby Ruth.
I've written that in my heart.
No, I love you. Down.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, buddy.
Going down to the kitchen sink region. The number 1 seed, the Take 5, versus the number 4 seed, the Toblerone.
I mean, this clearly shows the seeding's kind of bullshit, but we already knew that. But I have, as we discussed last time, I have a huge amount of love for the Toblerone. But just, on a which one am I going to pick and eat and prefer, I got to take the Take 5. I think it's a better single candy bar experience. I'm happier if I've got both options and take one after the other.
I have to agree with you there. One is distinctly just a holiday type candy that shows up at Christmas. I mean, they sell it year round, but that's the only time it shows up in any of the houses. I'm never going out and buying one. A Take 5 I would eat.
Yeah. You know what?
Whenever.
It's the Toblerone's form factor, again, is a little punishing.
Well, when you sit on it.
Right? Like.
It's pokey.
If you pull it out like a lawnmower starter. Yeah.
Yeah, beads.
Does it slide back in after you pull it?
Yeah.
This is going to bother me all night.
Not generally, no.
This is a shit of nightmares. Thank you.
It's pretty much a one way. The sound
so
of it
much for sleep tonight.
Amazing. It's kind of like
oh, Christ.
The sound of a Tobra coming out of here. Good Lord. Okay. Anyway, Jesus. I think we have two
so
Take 5,
sorry.
DJ.
I was going to go Take 5 too. That's the reason I kind of went Snickers, because I didn't want two Reese's up against each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can handle it.
This
All
one,
right, so Take
this
5.
One's tough, man.
Yeah, it is.
The 100 grand versus the whatchamacallit.
This really is. This is one where I think it's closer than the others. The 100 grand is a perfect bite. I mean, it really is. I almost want to I almost need to eat these two together and really think about it. I think I'm leaning towards 100 grand, but it's really a tough call for me. So I'll say 100 grand.
Yeah, this one, I like 100 grand bar. I love a whatchamacallit.
Mm-hmm.
You bring me into a convenience store, there's never a moment where I'm going to buy 100 grand off the rack. That's the one. If it's sitting at, like, I'll grab a whatchamacallit as a snack because I see one there. 100 grand bar was something that was sitting at, like, the great aunt's house. And, you have a candy bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. But,
You know what? There's a key point there. a lot of candy bars that I actually eat are in the fun size, like a bowl after Halloween or something. 100 grams there. Watch them, they never there.
They don't even make them in fun size, I don't think.
They did for a brief moment in time. You could get them in one of those Reese's mix bag, like five different candy bars at Halloween. But it didn't appear very long. Like 100 grams. Whatchamacallit is definitely something where you're going into the convenience store to buy that, or you're seeing it on the rack on the way out.
Yeah. I'm switching my guess.
Yeah, I'm solid in the Whatchamacallit family.
Okay. I would have taken 100 grand just because after I said it last episode, I realized like I had fond memories of Star Crunches when I was a kid.
Yeah. But that's Star Crunch.
No, I know, but the 100 grand is the closest thing to it.
But I know.
That was the number 9 seed in this bracket.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
All right, so we've actually made it to the round of 8, the salty roasted nuts, which seems kind of strangely specific to only one of the regions. I mean, has the game been fixed?
I think the problem is eventually when you have no one helping you, you run out of candy bar puns. When I'm left in my...
Yeah, I was going to say, when you have no one helping you, you just do stupid things, yes. And that's March
Madness. That's how the whole thing got started. So far.
Hey, DJ, I'll just say thank you for all the effort you put in.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
I just thought of it, DJ. Like, since you guys just kind of let me do whatever I want anyway, before we announce the winner this year, I'm going to announce next year's category already, because I already have it figured out.
Love it. We don't even know yet.
Yes. So that's why it's important that you do it so that Chris and I are completely free.
That way
of
next
blame.
Year, I can, when you guys bitch my back, well, you guys had 11 fucking months to help and you guys didn't. Okay.
If scorpions aren't part of next year's bracket, I'm rioting.
Okay. In the Simply Satisfying bracket championship, the number one seed Hershey's versus the number 7 seed Kit Kat bar.
Whew.
This one's easy for me. I don't think there's any surprise. I take the Kit Kat just on simple interest, right? Yeah.
Yeah, this one, I think this is where the Hershey bar goes down. I like having them around. It's a snack, but there's really no choice between the two.
One's actually a candy bar. The other's just kind of a like commodity.
Love Kit Kats. Kit Kat wins.
You can make a lot of money in commodities.
Yeah. Oh, I used the right word, right? I mean, it's
no, you know,
yeah. All right, Kit Kat's first bracket winner.
Okay,
into the final four.
Next up, the Cultured as Fuck Championship, the Violet Crunch from Australia. Mm-hmm. Versus the Lion Bar from Australia and Belgium.
Yeah, so for me, this one's easy, but for slightly abnormal reason. I honestly remember liking the Lion Bar, but I don't remember enough about it to choose it over the fact that I really remember the Violet Crunch Bar. Like, it is the standout of the entire bracket, and our experience of eating those things was, it was good, it was interesting, and it was different. And I remember it when I don't remember anything. So for me, Violet Crunch.
Yeah, I was thinking much along the same lines. Like, I remember enjoying the Lion Bar, but I couldn't sit here and rattle off to you what it tastes like. I just remember enjoying it in the moment. I can tell you exactly what that Violet Crunch tastes like. That one, it was.
Yeah.
It was so surprising. It doesn't shock me that made it all the way to this point. I'm going Violet Crunch.
Wow. Wow, that's an upset to me. I would have taken the Lion Bar. I just thought it was just a man's man of a candy bar.
Well,
that's nonetheless.
I enjoyed it.
You're stupid. Yeah, we understand.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I think here's one where I will say actually thank you and good job. Where this entire bracket was you actually doing some work and getting stuff that is absolutely, the rest of this stuff we've eaten, we know this, the fact that Violet Crunch made it out of here and you had it competing with something that was also new, like that's actually a victory, right?
Cool. We had never had any of those, so good on you, DJ.
I tried. Yep. Okay. D's Nuts Championship. The number one seed Snickers versus the number 7 seed Baby Ruth. Seeding very important.
So this one, because these are both straight up, you know, obvious favorites, I really am thinking about, I've got a table and I've got a normal size Snickers and I've got a normal size Baby Ruth and I'm hungry. What am I going to pick? And I think it's the Baby Ruth every time. Like, I love the Snickers, but the Baby Ruth is just a little more special, right? There's something about just the simple nuts, caramel, chocolate combo, even though I hate how crumbly it is. I, you know, Baby Ruth for me.
Yeah, I have to go in the opposite direction. It's Snickers has always been a top three kind of candy bar for me. I like a Baby Ruth.
Yeah.
But it goes, a lot of my choices go back to when I'm walking into a convenience store and looking at that rack, what are the options? A Kit Kat? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm never buying a chocolate bar when I'm in there. But a Kit Kat, a Snickers, whatchamacallit, those kind of things, a Twix. The Twix, yeah. Kit Kat was really...
Yeah. Yep.
Kind of was a Sophie's choice, but he didn't mean...
Yeah.
Didn't know what he meant. but in this one, I'm going the Snickers bar.
All right. So our first real toss-up at this level.
So I...
Yeah. And I don't know which way he's going to go. I have a sneaking...
I mean, this is one of those ones where, I mean, this entire bracket's just kind of been a wash for me. I really don't care either way with this one. So I'm going to go with the pop culture relevance and go with Baby Ruth.
Yes!
I like that. I wanted him to go with you here so I could guilt him into the next one.
They're basically it's like, they're almost like the, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the you know what this sick? Yeah, Snickers. I know, like, the peanuts taste better in a Baby Ruth than me. And I'm not like Snickers. Yeah. I don't know. They're okay. But again, I'd rather have a Snickers ice cream bar than a candy bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on record with
sure. That's fair. But that's an ice cream
kitchen
bar.
Kitchen sink really championship.
Fair. Don't bring up ice cream.
All right.
The Take Five versus the whatchamacallit.
All right. This is truly, as we know, for me, getting the whatchamacallit this far, you know, was a tangled mess. And here we really come up against, these two for me are special and rare in that they aren't staples that I have access to at every turn, right? They're not the ones that are there. Both of these kind of fall into that same category of, ooh, if I have it, I'm going to take it. I do think whatchamacallit gets my vote here. If I've got the choice between the two, I think, you know, 6 times out of 10, it's a whatchamacallit.
Yeah, I'm on record as to how I feel about that one. Whatchamacallit gets my vote here, and it's not so much a shot at the Take Five. I like a Take Five. Whatchamacallit is kind of its own unique little thing. Take Five kind of plays in the neighborhood of some of these other things we've talked about, right?
It's a melange of things, whereas whatchamacallit, you're right,
we're
is
taking
an actual
another
thing.
Peanut, caramel, chocolate, and in this one we're throwing pretzels and
but there's a pretzel in it.
Peanut butter. Yeah.
But there's a pretzel.
Yeah, I can. There's no way I could see myself to the Take Five. I'm going whatchamacallit.
Okay. I would have went Reese's Take Five. I adore them. So I mean,
again, I think both of us have said, you know, that this is one where we are happy with both, but I think whatchamacallit's the right call.
Yeah,
right, so we're down to a final four.
Creamy filling round. Okay.
All right, so there's only two matchups before the final two.
Champion of the Simply Satisfying round, the Kit Kat, versus the champion of the Cultured as Fuck bracket, the Violet Crunch.
At this point, this is strange because we're getting real, right? Kit Kat is a freaking staple. And Violet Crunch is the, you know, clearly something that's new in town in terms of my mouth, palate, and experience. Don't laugh at me. I'm trying to give it the respect.
I think you're doing a fine job. He just became Cameron.
I mean, you know.
He's going to marry the first chick he sleeps with. She's going to treat him like shit. It's
too close.
This is
all right.
This is a tough one.
Isn't it?
I didn't expect to like the Violet Crunch as much as I did. But it's hard for me to put that over the Kit Kat. because it is, it's new and interesting. And
you haven't eaten enough of them.
I've eaten my body weight in Kit Kat four different times. You know what I'm saying?
Just today.
DJ did it this afternoon for lunch.
Yeah.
Or after lunch. Yeah, I think as much as I enjoyed that Violet Crunch, and
I'm
very happy that DJ brought Violet into my life. I am going with Kit Kat.
Thank Christ.
All right, so DJ gets the final call here. Yeah.
Kit Kat.
That's awesome. Sanity.
I'm honestly surprised that something, you know, that far out of the norm made it that far.
Well, one of the internationals had to win, so.
Yeah, I think that's good.
They had to get, yeah.
You're right. But
okay.
Is different, right?
The one we had the least expectations for. We read that wrapper and I'm like.
Yeah, good point.
Do we have to try this?
Yeah. Like, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I actually want to go find one.
Behind. Yeah, I want to go have
one. I should order a case from Amazon and get that made into gelato.
That was some good shit.
That's not a bad idea, DJ. Because that
kid's
that
on fire.
Actually,
just let him roll.
Yeah,
let DJ cook.
Well, I mean,
let him go.
You know, let's point out that DJ often should be lit on fire.
I've never seen a flaming garden gnome.
Are you done dying over there? Flaming garden gnome. I think that's I'm gonna make that his new nickname in a certain chat.
Yeah, D's Nuts champion Baby Ruth versus the kitchen sink champ, the whatchamacallit.
So I do think that this is tough. I mean, Baby Ruth versus whatchamacallit, but at this point, you know, for all the things Chris has said better than me, I think I vote whatchamacallit.
I want to kiss Sean right now. I really do. look at he blushed.
Why?
You know you want a big boy. Why? No, it's this one that you touch them both at the same time.
It's called because you flashed
the
rack.
I did flash the rack. That's true. Yeah. I brought this on myself. Nobody should have to view that. No, it is clearly a whatchamacallit for me. And that's not so much, I mean, I'm on record. It's my favorite candy bar. Again, it's something, the uniqueness of it. If I want a chocolate peanut butter bar, I have 50 different choices in whatever form I decide. There is only one whatchamacallit. It's the only one that's like that. That's probably why I enjoyed it as much as I did. So I'm going whatchamacallit.
I think that means, what would you pick, DJ? You're still in Kit Kat camp?
We're not that far yet. It's Baby Ruth.
He's in, no, it's Baby Ruth and whatchamacallit.
That's right. I'm looking ahead. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So before we get to the championship, you know, obviously, we would like to do this again next year.
Ooh, the big reveal.
Big reveal. So I have already, I did it. I took a whole 5 minutes to think about it a couple days ago.
We know how much better your decisions are when you take
that
long.
Yeah, you let me think too long. Yes. All hell, it just, everything goes to shit.
Things start going awry.
But next year's March Fatness will be, hopefully to the delight of cartoon watching children and lazy dinner cooks everywhere. Next year we are doing breakfast cereals.
He had a good idea.
Oh, no, I am all in on this. Holy crap, yes.
Can we do September Fatness?
Oh, I love it.
There's got to be another bracket somewhere. Dude.
Maybe we can do Fall Fatness.
How did this immediately become better than any idea we had previously? This is like the layup.
I might have to expand it back out to 64 too, because there's so many cereals.
I was
going to
say the bitch of it is, you could easily do 64.
Yeah, no, I think we need to expand it back to 64, and I want to do breakfast recordings over.
Eat
them.
So we'll do. Instead of doing coffee and pod, we'll do cereal and pod.
That's interesting, because then...
dude, I'm almost proud of you.
I am. Yeah. The nuance here. And, you're going to take cereal milk into account with the cereal. This changes everything.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, nice job, son.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so, nice job. Listeners. Yeah, nice job. Listeners, I think we will expand to 64, so it will be interesting.
Yeah, no question.
I'd like to talk about, you know, let's get some listener input on, obviously, choices that should be in there, especially weirder ones. But also, what kind of, like, brackets,
you're gonna have,
right? Is there, like, a healthy adult bracket versus
there's gonna be, like,
way anybody but kids bracket. Is going to eat this?
And I'm giving too much away.
He was going there.
Because I want grape nuts in there, motherfuckers.
One of the brackets will be all, like, the low sugar stuff, and we're going to call it the Mikey Likes It bracket.
Wait, low sugar?
Like Kicks?
Don't describe it that way. That's reductive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Those aren't low sugar.
Well,
those are
there's
relatively
not marshmallow fucking leprechauns in it. So, I mean, it's like...
Everything's better with marshmallows.
I would like to possibly do some cereals of yesteryear also. We'll figure it all out, but it'll work out well, I think.
I like everything about this.
Nice.
Gotta love a good bowl of cereal.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's truly, truly.
It's one of my favorite foods.
Good choice.
I could do that for meals whenever.
Yep. And and again, we will go shopping and get little bowls and get handles of milk, and we will do a massive live eating again and
video
all the cereals.
Just milk dripping out of all of our beards as we're.
Do I have to wait 11 months?
Well, we can start recording content whenever. We could have videos in the can.
It's true. Yeah. I can start training. Yeah.
We could start.
I will take sponsors. Any major food brands?
Kellogg's, any of that stuff.
Shipping
to ship
us
cases?
Free product.
Yeah, I mean, if so,
right? Like, we can 100%. Be bought. This is not a legally binding sweepstakes.
Little
situation,
aside,
so we can.
You're gonna appreciate this,
yeah.
DJ, you may have already seen it. In a Target, this ties nicely into your cereal. There, they have started selling both Cocoa Pebble and Fruity Pebble protein powders.
Ooh,
so giant.
Really?
They're trying to make health stuff actually taste decent these days.
I just bought protein powder the other day.
Massive
and it was not either.
They had a whole display.
You know what's funny too? We were out shopping at Target, and my wife's. We all know my wife's weird. My wife should have been born in like the 1930s. She likes all the olden shit. Mm-hmm. But like, I think it was like Post brought back Crackle and Oat Bran for like the first time like in 25 years, and she was like, "Boom, family size box."
That's a good one.
Why you can't bring back Mr. T cereal? I don't know, but none
They don't want to pay him. Licensing rights. That thing lapsed. I'm anxiously awaiting next year now.
Yeah. And so as DJ dies, let's bring our focus back to this year's brackets. We've reached the finals. And I wonder how many.
This is the Wilford Brimley Diabetes Championship.
Yes.
So we're properly referencing Cocoon and, you know, everything associated with it.
All right. So what do we got, Deej?
We have the Kit Kat versus the whatchamacallit.
I mean, this is all the other competitors have fallen away, and we've kind of distilled this to, you know, a staple chocolate cookie bar that all three of us clearly love, and then something that I can't really describe, right? The whatchamacallit is clearly like an American produced, overproduced weird thing that also captures a lot of capitalist marketing, like the funky fonts and graphics, the name whatchamacallit. It's this is interesting. For me, I don't think I can choose Kit Kat over whatchamacallit. I think I have to go to whatchamacallit, which is weird as I look back and realize I almost picked 100 grand over whatchamacallit and it would have made it here. So really, this is all about me this year, not
you,
DJ.
It should be about you.
And honestly, the reason it's about me, Chris could accurately point out, is because I agreed with Chris. So really, It's all about Chris's superiority and me finally realizing that I can't fight it. I choose whatchamacallit.
Wow, that was a mouthful. This might almost make up for the Chipwich debacle. We're not sure, but you know, I appreciate the fact you went out on a whim and you're trying to make amends this many years later.
I am. It's part of my program.
As we said, like the Kit Kat, that's something that I will always go to. Like that's a snack bar kind of thing, right? Can't tell you the last time I bought a big one, but when they're sitting around and somebody has them at the office or Halloween candy.
Usually you just get the whatever, big ones for free, that, you know.
There is something about the whatchamacallit kind of combines three of my favorite flavors, the chocolate, the peanut butter, and the caramel into this weird amalgamation of flavor. Like, who the hell came up with peanut butter Krispies?
Yep.
To put in the middle and just cover them with caramel and chocolate, right? It's got an interesting texture.
Some exactly. Scientist.
The fucker went to MIT or some shit. I don't know. But yeah, this is...
They stole the
peanut butter Krispies. It warms my heart to bring my favorite all the way to the championship. Mm-hmm. And I'm going whatchamacallit.
Well, the winner of 2024's March Fatness Tournament is... Peanutty Krispies. So we will go through all the brackets, and next episode we will announce which participant won the tournament, and they will receive a prize pack with some candy bars and some Fan Men merch, etc.
I hope somebody I know won, because I
for the first time this year I didn't. Yeah, I haven't because of the approach we took this year. I haven't done the scoring. I haven't kept track as we've gone along. So I literally don't know who has won. I bet somebody called whatchamacallit, and that means there's probably a clear win, but I look forward to running the scores.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I might do like a shirt or something, so I'll get a size and all that stuff. We'll figure all that out. So
I think you're probably right, Sean, because that's one of those candy bars. People that like them,
yeah,
really like them,
love them, yeah.
But it's not one of those that if you had just gone with staples, you needed something a little out of right field.
Like this year, we didn't. You and I, like the three of us, did not do brackets this year. Yep. So whereas previously, you know, we did, now we have nothing. So it's going to be a pure win, and maybe it will be somebody that's not from my family this year. I mean, we've had that.
I feel like I should already apologize to Mark, even with no knowledge as to what he selected.
I get a feeling he's a Snickers guy.
Oh, he is a huge Snickers guy. I don't know if he picked it on the brackets, but I know that man loves himself a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
I can read the room. I'm good at that. Awesome. Yeah. Everyone, so.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for participating. Thank you for joining in our bullshit and tomfoolery. And you two go watch X-Men 97 so we can talk about that, because it's.
Oh, I could stream that tonight. I got lots of hotel time.
There's only three, so it's going to keep going, but it good so far. It's very good. It's good.
Look at this. So, we actually finished this before the basketball tournaments.
That's how we do shit. We're on
amazing.
Point.
Amazing.
I know. Isn't it nice?
I mean, they had three rounds in the banks before.
It's what happens when we get to guilt Sean into recording 2 days after another recording session, because if not, we would have been done 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
That's true.
Had a lot of Sean time this week.
I'm here.
Kind of warms the cockles.
I recorded. Hey, I left in the middle of the last episode. Don't give me too much credit.
To warm his cockles. Okay, everyone, you have a great night, and thank you for listening. Have a good night.
Hey, now.
Later, kids. Bye. Bye.